son activité et l'organisme partenaire reçoit 150 $ pour appuyer. Passe à l'action et fais rayonner le français dans ta communauté. Visite programmevive.ca et dépose ta demande dès maintenant.
Hello, everyone. I hope you're all having a really lovely afternoon. It is 3 p.m. on April 9th. I can't believe it's April 9th. I'm Abigail Rossman, and you're listening to my program, Fly on the Wall, on CFRC 101.9 FM. Coming at y'all from Kingston. It's such a lovely day today. I feel so grateful that the sun has come out after that little weird snow spell we have. But today we have such a good hour coming up of music. I'm doing completely and 100% all covers today. This is totally and utterly inspired by my mother, who helped me out big time with this playlist today, because 2 weeks ago I played Atlantic City by the band, and I did not do my homework, so she kind of clocked me, and she was like, hey, this is a cover by Bruce Springsteen, and you didn't mention that. Kind of like, figure it out, babe. And my mom is one of my greatest inspirations in terms of my music taste, so I thought this would be a perfect moment to hit a little collaboration, and she helped me out with my playlist today. Let's just dive right into it. We have a lot of Beatles covers today, and the first one is a cover by the Jeff Healey Band. It's a Canadian blues and rock band. He's a jazz guitarist. He's a singer-songwriter. He's super awesome. His name is Norman Jeffrey Healey, and he does this insane cover of one of the greatest Beatles songs, While My Guitar Gently Weeps. And I think we should just hop into it. Let's get into it one more time. This is While My Guitar Gently Weeps by the Jeff Healey Band.
As I do when I am all alone,
yeah, check one. Ceiling, you're pushing pennies in a pissing contest. Hottest content in 613, you know we're being modest. Condescending when I'm on it, we're trending, don't mean to flaunt it. Novice on the mic, I'll demolish all you self-proclaimed prophets. It's erotic when these chronics that claim to be flawless gossip more than they spin, I'm flowing like a faucet. Rocket man, take me to space, put Michigan tropics. Call me the Jackie Moon, I'm a city, I'm semi-broad, writing sonnets. Call me trash, call me, yeah, whatever the fuck you like. Born for the mic, you ain't Clark Kent, but I'm your kryptonite. Exercise my right to jeopardize your reputation. Facing your time is up, so meet your new replacement. Down, 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 down. Yeah.
I could travel back in time, it wouldn't matter. If I could do it all again, I wouldn't care. If I really had to choose, I would always choose this life. I will choose you every time.
That was Thinking About Love by Wild Rivers. They are another folk band, but these guys come from Toronto. I know I feel like today all I can talk about is like the weather and the sun, but that's honestly all I've been thinking about as of late. And folk music to me is totally just summer, warm weather, and happiness. Me and my roommates always joke about the months of January and February. We call them Jan-Feb, and they are a unit of just like low-key, just kind of the most brutal months of the year in terms of being dark and cold and whatever. Just the sun really affects me, and I have felt such a strong connection to it. I feel like a piece of grass, like photosynthesizing when I am outside and getting my face all in the sun. And as of late, I've been picking up yoga, and it's done so much for me in terms of my happiness, and it just brings me so much joy. And I've started integrating sun salutations into my morning routine. And dare I say that on the days that I do that, I wake up and I'm never waking up on the wrong side of the bed, guys. I would honestly recommend. It's a great way to, you know, ground yourself and start your day. And this is not coming from like a super spiritual person. I would like to say I'm kind of spiritual, but I'm not, you know, fully fledged, super knowledgeable. I don't really know where I lie in terms of that world, but I totally resonate with what yoga brings. And if you're looking for a grounding, really quick thing to integrate into your morning routine, I would recommend some sun sals. Or come to the yoga class at the Arc. It's super awesome. But next up, we have a song from Claro. I love her so much. She also just really makes kind of indie folky music that's super summery. Her voice just makes me feel like my feet are touching grass in the best way possible, and I'm like hugging a tree or something. But yeah, this is one of my favorites from her. It's from a while ago off of her album Sling. But yeah, let's get into it. This is Amoeba by Claro.
Between the gaps, oh, we're swimming laps. Got close to some epiphany. I'll convince a friend to join deep ends. Have your toes touch the lack of cement. And gather to a corner of the woods. Echo chambers inside a neighborhood. And center for humility shown. As good as what your mama saw. Aren't you glad that you reside in a hell and in disguise? Nobody and everything, a pool to shed your memory. Could you say you even tried? You haven't called your family twice. I can hope tonight goes differently, but I show up to the party just in time.
disappeared into the mist. A stone's throw from the precipice. Pause. Did he jump or did he fall as he gazed into the maw of the morning mist? Did he raise both fists and say to hell with this suggest? Let the rock roll. Let it roll, let it crash down low. There's a house down there, but I lost it long ago. Let it roll, let it crash down low. See my house down there, but I lost it long ago.
That was Sisyphus by Andrew Bird. This guy is a classically trained musician and does indie rock. And he blends the two perfectly with his beautiful violin playing. That song I've been listening to for a while now, and it's one of those songs that you just like scream sing. And of course it's called Sisyphus, but I'm not a big history gal, I would say. But my roommates are, and we hosted a little wine festival to celebrate the Greek wine festival, I guess. I don't know what is Dionysus or something like that. And so I wanted my roommates to kind of like fill me in on like what the meaning was behind it. And it had something to do with Sisyphus. And basically this guy was condemned by the gods to continuously and forever roll a massive boulder up a hill, and only for it to always roll back down on him and him to have to start again and keep up with this repetitive labor. And since knowing that story, I mean, the lyrics themselves reflect that story, and I'm totally looking at it in a different way, but it's super cool. I love when artists kind of take their lyrics and go in a more conceptual way and not just, you know, talk about love and da-da-da-da-da, even though it's always beautiful when they do that. But I just think it's a little more interesting and a little more fun. Next up, we have a song by The War on Drugs. If y'all don't know their album, A Deeper Understanding, you gotta tap in. It is a beautiful album. It's insanely powerful. I don't know what it is about their music, other than the fact that they love to do lengthy songs. And I'm about to play y'all a 6-minute song, but another one of my favorites by them is a 12-minute song. And the way that they build up and create tension and make you excited to hear what's going to come next in the song, it's like watching an episode of television or reading a book in, you know, an under 20-minute span. And I'm actually reminded right now of that one scene in the Bohemian Rhapsody movie where they were pitching the song Bohemian Rhapsody to their record label. And they're like, you can't play an 8-minute song on the radio. Like, no one will listen to that. Well, I'm about to play y'all actually a 6-minute song and then a 5-minute song right after. I love a long song, though. I think it's really good for where the music can go. And I've honestly had enough of these like 2-minute 30 kind of pop songs that are coming out as of late. Regardless, I'll stop yapping. This is one of my favorites. I hope y'all enjoy. This is Holding On by The War on Drugs.
I'm hoping that I can change it. You feel just like a stranger.
That was When It's Cold, I'd Like to Die by Moby. And he just released this kind of album type of thing. It's the same song over and over again, but he's got like 10 different remixes on there. That is my personal favorite, but I will say all of them are super awesome. So if y'all don't know who Moby is, he is an American electronic musician and a DJ. And he did amazing things for rave culture and techno music back in the 90s. He kind of brought it into the mainstream space and developed this raving culture. And although it's not like our current, what you'd look at as like techno and house music, which I think incorporates a lot more pop on one side of things and like the John Summit-esque type of the house scene, you can also look towards the harder techno scene, what some people would call like the Berlin sound, which is a lot heavier hitting than Moby's kind of stuff. He uses a lot of like melodic sounds and it's very optimistic and feel good. You know, he's got those piano loops. He has vocal samples, like they're super gospel and soulful. And I love his music so much. Listening to Moby reminds me of my dad because we would always just like listen to him together and dance around to his music because it's so awesome. And yeah, once again, that was When It's Cold, I'd Like to Die, Moby's remix number one. And that track in particular really reminds me of Frank Ocean's earlier work where he was doing a lot of sampling and it was very feel good, happy, light and airy in that type of way. And I know Fred's moved with his new album, USB 002, into definitely more of that Berlin hard-hitting sound, which I personally love. But I know that a lot of people aren't really into techno, but they could be into house. So I think Moby's a great place to start, you know, dive back into the history of the music. And yeah, so right now it is 3:37 on Thursday afternoon. Once again, my name is Abby. This is my program, Fly on the Wall. And I'm here every Thursday from 3 to 4 p.m. Let's dive back into it. Next up, we have a song by Donovan Woods, a true great Canadian artist. Let's just listen to it. It's off of his new EP, Squander Your Gifts. He has a beautiful voice, stunning musician. This is I Talk About You.
Talk about you to anybody who's gonna listen. Your life may be through, and I'm gonna go on living. All your pills. Two kinds of pills in them. I talk about you to anybody who's gonna listen. AC set to 62. Only one kind of food in the kitchen. And all your sweetness had a little bit of anger in it. I talk. Anybody who's gonna listen. I think about you. Both your eyes wide open, all alone in your bedroom, a week before anybody noticed.
That was Old Man by our very own and lovely Neil Young. It's one of my favorites by him. I think I say that every week when I play a Neil Young song. Neil Young song. That's a tongue twister. But yeah, he makes lovely music. It's very happy music. And I will actually retreat my whatever, my statement and say when I said that there wasn't a theme of today's playlist, because now that I'm listening to it, here, it's just giving like really soft tones and soft sunny tones. And that's my vibe with this, I guess we can call it. Old Man, I love it because I feel like Young is diving more into his bluesy sound. You got the banjo going. It's super awesome. And it actually reminds me of the movie Sinners and the score for the movie. I don't know if anyone watched it, but obviously it's been totally raved about online as of late, especially with the Oscars having just happened this past Sunday. And the person who created the score, his name is Ludwig Göransson, and he absolutely killed it. I love when a score to a movie is absolutely impeccable. I think it's one of the coolest forms of making music. I think you have obviously that total creative freedom, but it's completely based off of visuals and a story and a setting, and I think it's so cool. Something I also loved learning about Ludwig, he met the director of Sinners, Ryan Coogler. They met in college, and they've been working together ever since on doing music and movies together, and I think it's so amazing because I'm pretty sure they both just won their first Oscars the other night for the score and then for the film in itself. And yeah, you also got Michael B. Jordan. He won for his role where he played the two twins. I don't know. I love horror movies. I think they're super fun. I had a big phase where I would watch them all the time before bed, which is like kind of crazy. But I think they're super fun. They don't scare me too much, which is interesting. But this one was more thrillery. I think the plot kind of confused me, especially when they were in the, I don't know if anyone will actually know what I'm talking about, but when they were in that barn and then there was like dancers and everyone in costumes, but then this really good song was playing, one of my favorites from the score. I kind of forget what it's called, but yeah. And speaking of the Oscars, let's talk about Michael B. Jordan's win over Timothy Chalamet. I love Timmy. I enjoyed Marty Supreme. I thought it was a really good movie, but I will say that I didn't necessarily leave the theater feeling much or having something to think about. And that really doesn't take away from the fact that it was a really good movie. But I feel like I enjoy finishing watching something and feeling touched or confused even. And this movie was really good for what it was, but after leaving, you know, the theater, it didn't, you know, give me too much to think about. And honestly, a lot of the plot lines were lost through their like marketing campaign. I loved the whole like orange table tennis ball bit. I thought that was really funny, but then it was kind of like not that big of a part of the movie. But I know Timmy's been on his win an Oscar run, and I felt a little bad for him. I did, especially with all the heat he was getting about his orchestra and ballet comments. I mean, I don't think the orchestra or ballet is dead at all. I think they are alive and well, art forms. I think he just made that comment in the sense of maybe it's not as accessible. Maybe, you know, I would say the bigger population of people, the majority of the population of people do not attend things like the ballet or the orchestra, whereas, you know, so many more people watch movies. So I kind of get what he was saying. I mean, the people are giving him heat online, though, but that's just being online. And they were kind of yipping him at the Oscars. I felt bad, but I also love him and like he's so cute. But whatever, we'll move on. Next up, we have a song from one of my favorite, I think honestly my favorite Canadian band, Peach Pit. They're so fun. I've played them a bunch on here before. I've played songs off of this album that I'm just about to play. Their album is Being So Normal. This one is called Alrighty Aphrodite.
Clamshell, If the ocean's not enough, nor am I. Rolling in, I feel a dark swell crawling up the skin of my spine. If I know you sold on me, go with that red for other eyes. Run, morning bath in sea foam. Soak your milky skin.
Thank you.
That was Billy Toppy by Men I Trust, one of my favorites by them. I think it sounds so much like Rock Lobster by the B-52s, and that totally reminds me of playing Just Dance in my basement on the Wii when I was a little kid. And so that song makes me a little bit nostalgic, which I love so much. But yeah, we're coming up on the end of the episode. Once again, my name is Abby. This is my program, Fly on the Wall. I'm here every Thursday from 3 to 4 p.m., and I hope everyone has a lovely rest of your day. Go share some music with someone you love. Go talk about music with someone you love. It's my favorite thing to do. Next up, we have a really good one by Katie Tupper off of her brand new album, Greyhound. This is Right Hand Man. It's totally a standout on the album for me. It's definitely my favorite. Here it is. Have a good one. Bye.
I'm becoming your first and right man centerpiece. You're leaning on me for deep down in a piece. I'm slipping away. The pressure's making me bleed. Crawling on new. Again, you wore my favorite t-shirt, then threw it in the garbage. Said I was a handful, made me a other limb. Save my breath, cause there's no point in talking. I'm a thought inside your head. On my words, leave you so disappointed. Without a warning, I'm becoming your first and right man centerpiece. You're leaning on me.
Attention Ontario pickleball players. The Maple Leaf Pickleball Club invites you to the Smash for a Cause charity tournament in support of Jumpstart Charities. This action-packed day of competition and community spirit takes place at the Fairgrounds Racquet Club in Hamilton, Ontario, Sunday, April 26th. Whether you're playing for fun or for the podium, there are prizes to be won. And don't miss the battle for